Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
You know, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. We give him praise. We give him all. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen. You may be seated. Say with me, I am a branch of the true vine. Hallelujah. Let it sink. I am a branch of the true vine. God himself is my caretaker. Glory be to God in the highest. You know, Jesus said, he said, I am the true vine. You are the branches. We give him praise. Happy Easter. Let's talk resurrection this morning. If there is a word that resonates over and over again at Easter, hallelujah. So turn to the voice, say hallelujah. They said there was this ship that was traveling, maybe a tourist ship, and people from different nationals were there. And these two from different cabins have this habit of going to the upper deck early in the morning, at dawn. One happened to be an American, another one a Russian. The Russian couldn't speak English, the American didn't understand the Russian language. But they kept on seeing themselves. Then one day, as they came up, I guess it was the Russian, that fellow moved to say hello. So he just said, hallelujah. Then the Englishman, the American man thought he must be a Christian. And of course he was. He said, amen. Oh, then they smile. So when the American now was going down deck to his cabin, wanting to say goodbye, he said, hallelujah. Then the man replied, amen. And so every morning when they come up, they'll look up for each other, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. And that was what really actually bound them together. If there's something that has bound us together, hallelujah. And hallelujah is the sound of victory. He rose triumphantly. And hallelujah resonated the whole of creation. And so when the devil hears hallelujah, he's in trouble. When the angels hear hallelujah, they caused it anyway. Can I say hallelujah to someone here today? Can someone talk to someone and say, he's alive forever and forevermore? Hallelujah. Can you give it to somebody else quickly? Now, before you meet this third person, say, I don't know what the problems may be. I don't know where the shoes are hurting. I don't know how bad the show may be, but let me assure you, hallelujah. Come on, go ahead. Hallelujah. You know, in school, we used to sing a song, say, hallelujah is a heavenly. Hallelujah. 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 You can sing hallelujah and everybody understands what you're saying. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you get excited in the course of this sermon, it's going to be as brief as I can make it by the grace of God. If you get excited, so just shout hallelujah. Amen. That is dress rehearsal. But in the course of this sermon, somebody will not be able to hold it. Say, hallelujah. I know it will happen. I know. Because, see, when it begins to build, it gets out of your control. It comes from your inner being. It takes you over all through and through. See, my scripture, my first one today is found in Philippians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's an assurance here that somebody, you'll be so loaded today, you will want to crawl out. I mean, the weight of glory that will come on you, you'll feel like crawling out in the name of Jesus. God wants to prove to somebody that he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Tell your neighbor, he's alive forevermore. Hey, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'll read quickly from verse 1 because I just make one or two points. It says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same thing to you is not tedious. I'm not tired. But for you, it is safe. Beware of dogs and beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence. I mean, that is, I have a reason to really want to boast in the flesh because of my achievements. That's what he was saying. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. So, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. So nothing really matters like this one thing in my life. Glory be to God. That was from a man who had achieved it all in terms of position. Yeah, in terms of religion and piety, religious piety, oh my goodness. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. This is what I just want to talk about today, that I may know him. But quickly, I just want you to understand that the person who was speaking here, if you're going to talk of someone with revelation, someone who really knew God, as it were, or knew Jesus Christ and the essence of his coming and what he really stood for, I don't think there are two in the Bible like that will compare anyone to another. That will compare, like, I mean, with Saul or with Paul. You can't find a second one, that is. If I begin to talk about him, remember on his way to Damascus, he was going to begin to torture Christians. He was going to begin to haul them into prisons, as it were. He was the one, he was the ringleader, he was the gang leader when Stephen was stoned to death, and he thought he was doing what was right. And that's why these radical Muslims that are killing people, they think they are working for God. Somebody said something about it. They said, can you imagine what Muhammad did? He promised them a heaven so sensual that makes them go crazy. By the time you have impressed this God so much, he will give you how many virgins? So you'll just be going from one virgin to another virgin. Wow. I give you so much to drink. Wow. So you'll be so drunken and you'll be going from virgin to... Can you imagine? And that will make people to kill. And they will think they are satisfying God. And that was how Saul was when he was heading to Damascus. And somewhere along the line, he collided with Jesus himself. Can I say to somebody here quickly, there's going to be a collision in your life this week. The reason I'm telling you ahead of time is so that you can prepare. Glory. It's going to be a good collision. When it happens, you want to be embarrassed initially, but thereafter you say, I want more. You know why? Because it happened all of a sudden. But see, I want you to know and be prepared. And so when he met with Jesus there, how did it happen? He was knocked off his horse. And what happened? He said, I saw light, as bright as I've never seen before in my life. And then I heard the voice saying, why are you persecuting me? That was from the ground where I was falling face down. God will always prove that he's superior, whether we like it or not. And so he asked him, he said, but who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus Christ whom you are persecuting. Glory be to God in the highest. So anybody that touches you, touches him. Haven't you really touched on my anointing? I do my professional how. But there is a knowing of all these things, and that's where I'm going. And he said, look, now they will lead you into Damascus, and there shall be told you what you will do for me. Thereafter, the Lord left him there and then went to talk to Ananias. And then I started arguing with God. He said, that's a murderer. He said, look, he's a chosen vessel. He said, even right now while we are talking, he has seen you coming in, a man called Ananias coming in. Now, let me ask you a question. Was that revelation? Now, if anybody will say, I have experience with Jesus, I think right from the blast, this guy started having experiences and revelations. Then he said, when it was clear that he wanted to reveal his son in me, he said, I didn't immediately confer with man or flesh and blood. I was led into the wilderness of Arabia for 3 years. He said, but when I got through with that, I had to quickly go and look for Peter. So that, look, let me just show him what I'm receiving from the Lord. There is need for you to show people. God will not allow you to be an institution to yourself, never. So the devil doesn't take advantage of you. See, the others, I don't even know where they were, but I made sure I saw Peter, who was the head of the place. Thereafter, I said, for the next 14 years, I've been teaching among the Gentiles. I went back again so that they could see what I've been teaching. I want them to please check it out for me again. They have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So now the question is this. For 17 years, God was dealing with him. Again, the question, did he know God? If you're going to look for somebody that had a knowledge of Jesus Christ, wouldn't you say Saul, Paul? I will say that any day. And I can confirm that by his letters, which we find in the Bible. 2/3 of the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen. Revelations of Jesus. At the time, he said, I was caught up into heavens, the third heavens, and I was shown things which, humanly speaking, I'm not allowed to utter. I have walked in a dimension with Christ that very few people have walked. Paul. Come on, are you here with me? Whether I say Saul or Paul, I'm talking of the same person. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So, what will you see of a man like that with all these experiences? Now, towards the end of his life, he said, that I may know him. What else are you looking for? But he knew what he was saying, ladies and gentlemen. You see, in the New Testament, many words are used for the word know, to know, knowledge, as it were. But two are prominent. You see them run through the entire length of the New Testament. One of them is this, knowledge, know, to know. It means knowledge by information. I shared with her, or I teach him in school, or by research. That's knowledge. Or from the news, or cultural impression, my spirit man, or my person, or my mind, not spirit, my mind. Hello? These are all knowledge. And the first one refers to this. What I study. See, I'm a doctor, I'm an engineer. That's the kind of thing I'm saying. Cerebral knowledge. Which, of course, have an effect on the personality of the person most of the time. After the fire now. So, I'm not playing down that knowledge. It has effect on the person still. So, Paul here was saying, I have that knowledge. And more. But you see, I want something more. And that's the second word. What it literally means, I want to experience this. I want a personal experience beyond what I hear, or what I read, or what I studied, or what they say. I mean my experience of him. So when we're saying that I may know him and the power, let me experience you more. Let me experience your resurrection power more. So what was saying was, I want more. Now, let's talk resurrection power. Quickly, praise the Lord. Now, quickly, talk about resurrection. Remove resurrection, then I think humanity, or the human system, as it were, would collapse. Then we'll just fall back to what happened in the Garden of Eden, and that's dead. But when man lost it there, Jesus came, and in a judgment, which was a prophecy, he said, you will bruise the head of the serpent. He will bruise your heel. So man, I still retain you as the champion on earth. There will be a position, but you crush it all the time. It will always resist it. So to bruise the head is to break the power over your life. I believe that a lot of breaking of power will happen here this morning in the name of Jesus. Anything that seeks to control man other than the Spirit of God and His Word is dangerous. Drugs, witchcraft, the occult powers, anything that makes you less than what God has made you in the Bible is dangerous. So there'll be some breaking of power today. That's what resurrection is all about. Glory be to God in the highest. So resurrection becomes the greatest event in human history. You say, if Jesus didn't, rise from the dead, if he didn't get out of the dead, if he did not, what did the Bible use? He said, then we are four people most miserable. Then our preaching is useless. Then we are hopeless. But thank God he resurrected. And didn't just resurrect, he resurrected forevermore. And you want to compare that with that with what happened to Lazarus? Lazarus, yes, resurrected, but later died. Jesus resurrected and he never died again. Glory be to God in the highest. Look, two things, two attributes set Jesus apart from every man and any man on earth. I would have ever been born of a woman or that will ever be born of a woman. Number one, the virgin birth. Number two, resurrection. I feel the fire. You say, why does it happen that way? Resurrection power. Everything dead in your body, boom. But that's resurrection power. And see the danger about resurrection, and when you talk about it, say, why did he do that? I say, resurrection power. He has the habit. Look. How does it work? He shakes away every dead force and brings out life. Somebody's coming back. Woo. Hey! Tell your neighbor it's alive! Some things will be shaking off your life forever. In the name of Jesus. You say, why are you behaving this way? Because in the name of Jesus, by the time we end this one, the practical way of how to bring it to work will be accomplished. In the name of Jesus. Now, when we talk of knowing, as it were, tendency is for you and I to be exactly like Martha was, and that's okay. We're natural human beings, though we're spiritual beings. Can I quickly say that resurrection was and still is and will forever be a new beginning? I say something new is about to start in somebody's life. In the name of Jesus. Do you agree with me? Well, if you don't agree, can we have John chapter 11? John 11, yes. I'm talking of where Martha was talking to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Quickly, put it there. 25, 26. John 11. 25, 26. Yeah, okay. Now, Lazarus had died. They had sent for Jesus. They had delayed. By the time he came, they said they had been buried 4 days. And Martha had now rushed to meet him, just approaching the house. He said, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Natural. I don't know what you are regretting in your life that you're thinking it's too late. Something should have been done much, much earlier. I want to announce to you in the name of Jesus, there's a new beginning. I feel the fire here. I don't know who I'm talking to. They have looked at you and concluded you are a fool. You're a fool. Hey! They're about to understand that had they known, I say it's about to be established. Had they known? You say why? Because what you see, they are basking on Friday. They are basking with the seeming victory of Friday, with a lie of the devil of Friday that steals, that kills, that destroys, and makes it look like they are winners. It's a lie. Sunday is coming. And Sunday is here. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Because it's a new beginning. Glory be to God in the highest. And so 4 days. And he said, if you had been here, hear what Jesus said to her. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Okay. But even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. At least some hope there. Some hope there. Then Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. I wonder what she meant when he said, whatever you ask God, God will give you. And I said, okay, if you believe that, then hear me, he will rise. You believe anything I ask God, you answer? Your brother will rise. Can I talk to someone here today? I don't know what is dead in your life. He's coming back alive. In the name of Jesus, I say he's coming back alive. He's coming back alive. In the name of Jesus. 24. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Now, that's where I stopped. It's pretty easy for you and I, when we talk about resurrection, to just quickly transfer it to the last day. But hear Jesus. Jesus said to her, I am. No, the last day is true, but I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall what? Okay, next one. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he asked the question, do you believe this? Let me tell you quickly, dear child of God, I think it's high time we stop being afraid of death. Is it that Jesus comes? Or it calls you home when your time is over? One thing that we know and we believe God for is that you will never go before your time. In the name of Jesus! Do you believe this? So, but the interesting thing there is that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Somebody said, you want to know Jesus Christ? There are two ways. Set to these two and then you'll know everything about him. Resurrection. Him as resurrection and him as life. That's all. That's all. And then, okay. And I said, where is he laid? Take me to the tomb. And they did. By that time, Mary had come and some women had come. And by that time, Jesus saw Mary weeping and he wept. And why did he weep? Empathizing. But he did what he would do. Jesus was never ruled by his emotion. Well, yeah, I showed emotion, but he was never controlled by emotion. Do you know who is a mature person? The person who is not controlled by his or her emotion. That's why now in corporate world, they're talking of emotional intelligence. Because you are not greeted in the morning, so you must burn down the whole building. Because your pastor refused to lay hands on you, so you are not going to go to that church anymore, and everybody there is useless. Who knows what's going on between you and your pastor? Because your husband didn't say good morning. He didn't say you are looking beautiful. Because you are trying to trouble your wife yesterday, she said, I'm tired, please forgive me. So you're angry. And to that anger must affect everybody at work. People are just unnecessarily emotional. Yeah. Hello. Glory be to God in the highest. So he wept as it were. But that didn't stop him from doing what he would do. The God there, he said, roll away the stone. He said, he's stinking now. He said, roll away the stone. At his stench, at his good. I am the creator. Roll away the stone. Whatever is stinking in your life, I say, roll away the stone. You are dealing with the master. Jesus, roll away the stone. Why? He's able to call it to life. And how did he effect it? Lazarus! Come forth. Before you leave here this morning, you will cause something to come back. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, what's he talking about? Miracles are happening in the name of Jesus. He's alive forevermore. Why should we give up to the devil? He's a liar and a loser. We give God the glory for victory in the blood of Jesus. He didn't have to die, but he did. Woo, I feel the fire again. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for your testimonies. Somebody said, I did not specify Lazarus, which is true. Every dead in that graveyard would have come out. We are talking of the resurrection and the life. So Lazarus, let's be specific. Wow, there's a dangerous testimony coming out of this service. I think it's my own. If it's your own, say it's mine. It is mine. In the name of Jesus. There's a dangerous testimony coming out. And the power that used to hold you down are in trouble right now. They have lost the power. He died, he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Tell your neighbor, happy Easter. Glory be to God in the highest. So you just saw something there. How did he, leverage this resurrection power with the physical? He said, "Ferry, up forth." That's it. Which had been his pattern all along, actually. Yeah. You say what pattern? Fig tree. Let no man eat. And that was it. He's the one. He can kill and make alive. He is resurrection and life. It's a matter. You don't know me. I know the resurrection day is coming, but I am resurrection and life. I am. So let that womb that the doctor thought will never give birth again. Hey, I say come forth. In the name of Jesus. Let that body organ that is dead, your kidney, your liver, your brain, is it your heart as an organ? Is it your manhood? Is it your womb as a woman? Is it your uterus? Come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And isn't it interesting that that was a personal prayer by Paul in Ephesians chapter 1? Hearing that the Ephesian church has accepted Jesus, received him as their Lord and Savior, and the love they began to show towards the brethren, he said, I cease not to give thanks for you. And you see, that's his pattern. At the tomb of Lazarus, how did he do it? He gave thanks. Lazarus. He said, now that I hear that you are Christians, say, I cease not to give thanks for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I cease not to give thanks for you. In the name of Jesus, that Christ will be fully formed in each of you. In the name of Jesus, I cease not. Say, making mention of you my prayer, that he will grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. Now you get it now. You get the knowledge that you may begin to experience, not just have knowledge. And what will that do? It will cause your inner man, your inner eyes to open. You will know why he has called you. You know your worth. According to his riches and glory. Then the exceeding greatness. You begin to experience the exceeding greatness of his power, because it is towards you. I mean, you will experience it in your physical being, in your emotional life, in your spiritual life. Talk about that power. Why is the exceeding greatness? Incomparable. Super abundantly above any power you can imagine. And the day you got born again is... So he said, I'm praying that you will realize what you are. What's at work inside? And that's why by the time he was finishing the prayer, he said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Why is he using the exceedingly abundantly? It's because it's according to the power. Which power? The exceeding greatness of the power. Which power? The power that is incomparable with any other power on earth. No devilish, no satanic power. No satanic power, no devilish power, no human power can try. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ever ask or even imagine. According to that power that you are experiencing in your life. See the power? And the only way I can really describe it, I'm almost finished now. Matthew 25. Let's use the scripture to compare. Let's see what on earth we can use to describe, to really define this power. Matthew 25. Thank you. 51 and 52, quickly. 51. Yes. Then behold. Wait. Aish, can we go back a little bit? Can we go back to 49? Thank you. 49. Thank you. Oh, that's why I went to 45. God bless you. Okay. Yes. The rest said, they were taunting Jesus on the cross. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. Go ahead, quickly now. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice. And what did he do? Hallelujah. Yes, go ahead. That means that he died. Okay. Then when he died, what happened? Aha. You see, when he died, the devil thought, we got him finally. Adenon. You know what he did? He decided to leave this realm. He went back into history. Because what he came to clear will affect the whole of eternity past, present, eternity future. So all the Elijahs and the Isaiahs and the Ezekiels who died believing before he came to earth, the Bible says that they were held there in paradise. They could not ascend up. And so when he died, he descended first into hell. What did he do? To make captivity captive. They were not, see, the devil knew that he could not torture them, but he would not let them go. He had the key. What did Jesus get then? He said he collected the keys. And for us who are now born again, he has given us the keys of the kingdom. Come on. He said, look, I was the one that was alive, died, and now I'm alive forevermore. And behold, I hold the keys of hell and death. For us, he said, I give you the keys of whatever you bind is bound. So he took the keys from him. Keys of where these people were held down. So when he went down, he destroyed the work of the devil. But they thought he was dead and they have won. And by the time he finished clearing and setting them free, they came out following him. And he came back and then, hey, right on the surface, he came alive. Because death could not hold him. They thought he held him. He didn't hold him. He was walking. He went to preach the gospel to them who are under captivity. Glory be to God. And see, how did he do it? Look at it here. The veil of the temple was torn into two. Whap! So before then, you cannot stand the presence of God. You will die. But when he resurrected, he opened the place. As long as you are in me, you can come in. As long as I'm in you, you can come in. What if you are not in me and I'm not in you? Don't try. That's why the in thing for us Christians is in him, in Christ, in whom. See this poor with Revelation. He said, after all, you know your poets have written it. He was telling them at the council. He said, because it is in him I live, I move, and I have akoyeyini. That I may know him. So it was torn into two from top to bottom. Look at the next thing. Then the earth do what? What did the earth do? When their creator is coming through, it quaked. Then what happened? Rocks. Not water. Water you can push this way. Rocks. Water. It's top water for the children of Israel to walk through now. Come on, twice. Now it's rock. No matter how hard the rock is, have fun when you're on it. It will blast it to pieces. Now what happened? Graves. Come on, talk to me. We are talking resurrection power. And what happened? Bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were what? Raised. Resurrection power. Next one. They didn't just get raised. They came out. I don't know what the devil thought he has killed in your life. You couldn't hold even those who are totally dead. So you are still in Christ. You are alive today. Whatever is dead, I say the grave where they buried it is opened. I say in the name of Jesus, it's opened. That's why I don't understand the messages of Agada Agodo, Agada Agodo. Big padlock, they locked up. Lock who? Resurrection power destroys any padlock, opens any grave. No matter where your name has been taken, no matter where your destiny is buried, I say the graves are open! In the name of Jesus, open! Somebody shout the blood of Jesus! Hey! He's alive! But how do you do it? Romans chapter 4 verse 17b. He said, God, who gives life to the dead? How? By calling the things which be not as though they were. Now you may think it's dead. You may think I've not seen it. You may think it may never come. I want you to begin to put the resurrection power to work. Open your mouth. Comfort your husband. Comfort your wife. Comfort your victory. Now in the name of Jesus, begin to call them forth. Comfort your finances. Comfort your health. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Lazarus, come forth in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. I can hear you. 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 He whom the Son has set free. Open your mouth and declare. Comfort your children. Comfort your ministry. Call it forth in the name of Jesus. Call it forth in the name of Jesus. Call it forth. Call it forth in Jesus' name. Call it forth your boldness. I say, call it forth, call it forth, call it forth, call it forth. In the name of Jesus. You are above only, you have never been it. Call it forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Call it forth. Hallelujah. Call it forth. Hallelujah. 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 Call it forth. Hallelujah. Call it forth. Hallelujah. Call it forth. Call it forth. Call it. Call it forth. Call it forth. Call it forth. Call it forth. Hallelujah. With God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Call it forth in the name of Jesus. He's alive forevermore. Call it forth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Call it forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Call it forth. Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. 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 Call it forth. Call it forth. Call it forth. In Jesus' name, just call it forth. 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 In the name of Jesus, call it forth. Glory be to God in the highest. Call it forth. We give him praise. We give him honor. We worship him. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. How does God do it? How did Jesus do it? How did Paul do it? How did Peter do it? Because even in Job, Peter did it. Give thanks. Call it forth. I say in the name of Jesus, call it forth. I say call forth. Whatever looks like stealing, like killing, like destruction, whatever is sapping you, removing from you, I say stop it now in the name of Jesus. Call forth your victory. Call forth the peace of God in your home. Call forth the love of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. If you are sick in your body, just lift up your hand. By stripes you were healed. I call forth your healing in the name of Jesus. Whatever is holding your health, I command, I say bow in the name of Jesus. Bow. I say by stripes they were healed. So be healed in the name of Jesus. In your brain, in your ears, in your eyes, in your goiter, in your neck, in your spinal column, in your reproductive organ, I say in your heart, in your kidney, I say in your liver, in your pancreas, your spleen, I say your elementary canal. I don't know all the names, that any part of your body be healed. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, this is real. Write us your testimonies. It will allow us to glorify God along with you and to rejoice with you. Any lack of any kind, the economy. Hey, what economy, Pastor? Nigerian economy, Pastor. Can't you see there's a change? The grave that held your finances is opened. I call forth your finances in the name of Jesus. But you know there are instructions towards that, towards healing. Follow the instructions of the Bible. I say receive your increase. Anywhere, anyhow, your wealth and your resources are being stopped or controlled. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It says to say this because somebody needs to hear it. It says, no one that calls constantly on the name of the Lord shall be put to shame. Believe me, don't prepare for shame. Prepare for a celebration. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, he said, I should tell you. He said, I should tell you. I should tell you. I should tell you. No, 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 no. You will not be ashamed. You will not be disgraced. Let the heavens open over your head, over your endeavors, over your family. Let men favor you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. Every tither, every giver of any kind, let your returns be unhindered. In the name of Jesus. I heard it in Yoruba. That is in your own life. Oh, did you know? Why should we? You call Jesus. Please permit me, I'm still hearing Yoruba. Only I want to know Onishe. I want to know Onishe. Because he's alive forevermore. 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 Father, we give you praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.